Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
We want to welcome everybody back after the new year. Today, we've got a guest on our show that's a regular with us, and we absolutely love having her, so we want to have her on more often. And we call her Dr. Joyce, but it's Dr. Joyce Knutson. And if you had to pronounce that several times, you're going to see why we call her Dr. Joyce. Much, much easier. Anyway, she's a professional image and life coach. She operates the first and only school for certification in that area. And she's just got so much to share with us. So Lisa and I are going to bring her right in. Dr. Joyce, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
And Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I always love having Dr. Joyce on, and she's going to be a regular here, so we're going to have lots of fun, and she's got tons of great advice to share.
See, and I started talking to Dr. Joyce first, but you and I see each other, and we're making hand signals, but no one can see those or hear those, so I had to get you to say something. So Dr. Joyce, while we're having some fun here, one of the things we were talking about before we started this morning was keeping your word. And that's something you feel very strongly about. And I want to talk about more from a branding side, business side, or even personal side. Why is it so important that we keep our word?
Well, if you say something, why are you saying it if you're not going to do it? It's sort of like a let's have lunch. It doesn't mean anything if you said it and then you don't call the person for lunch. So it infuriates me when people tell me that they're going to do something and they're going to have it done at a certain time and then they don't do it. So why do they say it?
Now, do you hear that a lot?
I really feel that it's important that people say what they mean.
If you want to be
an entrepreneur, you need to know that your word is your bond. It's everything. So if you tell your clients you're going to meet at a certain time at a certain place, then you must be there.
From a branding point, I mean, one of the big things in marketing is people have to trust you. And one of the things I was taught is, one, exactly what you're saying is keep your word. Don't say it unless you're going to follow it through, no matter how little of an item it is. And number two, show up early, things like that. And so building that trust or that people can rely on you is critical, because if you don't follow through, they're not going to trust that you can even deliver on the services that you're offering. So I'm with you, but let's talk about it just a little more in depth. I mean, how do you remember some of the things? I've got some of the ways I do it, but what are some of the tips you have to help us remember things and how to follow through?
I think the most important thing is to be real. If you are in business, then you need to take extra steps, and you need to bring things to your conversation that people can learn to trust you with. So you have to be there for your clients. There's many days I don't feel like being there for my clients, but I pick myself up, I dust myself off, and I'm there, and I'm there early, so they feel like they are important, because they are. They're your clients. They pay your bills.
One of the things I learned in being a parent is kind of the same thing. Don't say something you're not going to follow through. And so they always taught me your child is going to learn that they can get away with things or because they're not going to trust you. If you say, if you do this, I'm going to take away a toy or I'm going to ground you for a week or whatever the threat is. You don't promise it. Don't threaten it if you're not going to follow it through. And I kind of feel the same in business is no matter how small it is, it may seem minute to you, but don't say it if you're not going to follow it through. So I keep lists on everything. At the end of a meeting, I often even read back to the client or whoever I'm speaking to. Now, I promise to follow up on the following with you, and I read back to make sure we have a clear understanding in case I even miss something, and then I use that as my cheat sheet or checklist to make sure that I did follow all those items through.
That's great. I actually know a lot of parents that do that. If you don't do this, then we're not going to go to the store and buy you a toy. And so the child learns to control the parent. Now the child is the parent, and you're the child. And so you have to follow through. I'll never forget a story where I was taking my kids to a movie, and they were screaming and crying and doing all kinds of things to each other in the back seat. I have a boy and a girl. And I said to them, if you don't stop doing that, we're going home, and there'll be no movie today. So I turned the car around, and I went home. That never happened again, because your word is your bond. If you are a parent, and most parents do that, they just throw up their hands and say, oh, you know, I'm just going to give it to them because it's driving me crazy. But it's not about you. It's about bringing up the child.
Well, in business, but don't make that commitment or don't make that promise if you're not going to follow it through. So if you're going to threaten to turn the car around, you better be prepared to follow it through. If not, and you have to go somewhere, then make it a lower level threat and, and obviously we're not going to talk 10 minutes about parenting, but the same thing applies in every aspect of our lives. I find in business, a lot of people say, I'll be there at a certain time, I'll meet you at a certain time. And to me, it's disrespectful when they show up late or they come in and they're on their cell phone, because my time is just as valuable as theirs, or at least I believe it is. And for someone to waste my time and show up late is disrespectful. And then they've got all the excuses. I think one of my worst pet peeves is when someone blames traffic. If you've got to go somewhere and it should take 20 minutes, allow yourself 40. Go get a cup of coffee if you get there quick. I mean, I do it the same when I'm flying. Way. But everybody's got all these excuses, whether they're running late, traffic, or they forgot the password on their computer.
I am in that pickle right now. I'm working on it, David, and I'm working on it. But I'm the type, like, if I tell you I'm going to be somewhere, if I'm not, I let you know. I'll send somebody else to let you know. But it's so important to me. And it's funny because recently I got my feelings hurt. But now having this conversation, I realized maybe she did the right thing. There was a woman in my neighborhood, or there was a woman. And we got together a couple years ago. I thought we had a nice time. I saw her recently and I said, oh, we should. Why don't you give me a call? I'd love to get together. And she's like, no, I really don't have time. And I was like, oh. But I realized now she's just like, yeah, because she could have said, okay, yeah, I'll call you, Lisa. And then I'd never hear from her and I'd be bummed. I mean, I'm kind of bummed either way. But I realized she did the right thing. She knows her schedule. She knows what's going on. And being my friend isn't in her, you know, realm right now. She's missing out. But anyway.
That's right. She's missing out.
Right?
That's right.
But it was good that she was forward, right?
You never know what goes on in somebody else's life. And so they may be going through things that you can't imagine. She may not want to share them all with you. And the same in business. Sometimes we have all kinds of problems. Well, we all do, let's face it. So you don't have to share them. I was always taught with etiquette, I don't always have to explain why. I just bottom line, tell the truth. I can't do it because, or I can't do it. But I think it's critical because you're building trust with somebody. You're showing respect, et cetera. And so I hear a lot of the excuses and everything else.
When I do a seminar, I always say on the board, I write on the board, no complaints, no explaining, no excuses. Because everybody has something, like you said, David, at home that they're going through, but you have to leave them at the door. What I do in a seminar is I pass around a piece of, like a 3x5 card. I tell them to write down all their problems that they're having. And then I go around with a basket and pick them up. And I put it outside the door and I say, if you want your problems when you leave here, you can go in the basket and get them back. But during this time you're with me, there are no problems.
That's the best.
They love it. They laugh about it and everyone's in a good mood and you set the stage.
And we all have problems, whether they're business-related, personal, et cetera. I mean, I could go through my war stories, and we've all got them, all of us speaking and everybody listening to us. And no matter what goes on, I remember once we had a big family emergency, and a client said to me, David, I'm so sorry, and I really feel for you. However, I still need this from you by morning, and I don't mean to be rude, but whatever. So it really doesn't matter what's going on outside. People still feel for you. But at the end of the day, if you've made a commitment, you got to follow it through no matter what.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, you know, we booked you for today, you know, quite a while back. And yet, it was the same. Lisa and I, we may not even speak until it's time to be here. And I think that's one of the cool things with radio. You may book somebody 3 months in advance. And if you don't speak, everybody still shows up on time. And that goes to the commitments and everything else, is people need to know they can rely on you. I think that's key when not only booking a guest, but I know when I want to have something serviced at the office or anything else, if the person's always late, I start thinking, geez, they're not going to be there when I really need them.
And that speaks to trust.
That's true.
They're not going to trust you if you don't do what you said you were going to do.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of information that we cover. Today's been interesting because we're covering one simple subject that seems so simple, yet is difficult for many people to follow. And that's simply, don't say it unless you're going to keep your word. If you say it, no matter how small, no matter how big, make sure to carry it through. If you're making a list with clients of a lot of things to cover, write it down, but make sure you follow through. Don't use excuses. If you're not able to, something major happened, let the person know, but don't sit there and go back and forth with a ton of excuses. I got to tell you, Dr. Joyce, you have a ton of information. Would you share with our listeners your website? I'm going to put it up on ours, but I wouldn't give them a link, but if you'd share the website, please.
Sure. Dr., which is Dr. Joyce Knudsen, KNUDSEN.com.
just like it sounds, if I could pronounce it. So for those of you who have troubles pronouncing or spelling it like I do, visit our website and we'll have the link up as well. Dr. Joyce, thank you for joining us, and we're going to have you again real soon. Lisa, I know I did a lot of talking today. I apologize. But I want to thank everybody for joining us, and we'll try and get Lisa to speak up a little bit more. Have a great morning.